Attention, attention. Remember that we are having test evaluation tonight in People's Rally. We are responsible for all news from Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. And we had our test in the regular classes on Saturday night. So we are responsible for Sunday, Monday, and today's news. The news have been less than an hour each day. If we do not pass the news, we will take extra classes to help strengthen individuals, many who are very, very good people, but need more comprehension skills, and these are quite learnable, because there's varying degrees of work performance, but not that much difference in our intelligence. And intelligence can be increased by socialist motivation. One of the major concerns of the news of the day in USA is what the US doctor is hiding from the patient. A doctor, Sidney Wolf, medical doctor, a regular MD in USA, has said that for most of us, it is much easier to get our CIA, our FBI files, than to get our medical records. Even though Americans will spend over $160 billion this year on health care, all we have to show for it are bills, and at least in some cases, an improvement, barely though it is, in health. The records of why we went to the doctors, our hospitals, what they found abnormal or normal with us, what diagnosis they made to our friends that are still in USA, what drugs they prescribed, our surgery they performed, and whether we improved as a result, are never revealed. We found that from our experience in trying to get the medical records on people here. You might as well try to crack in to the gold mint of USA at Fort Knox, Kentucky. Take the case of Ed Mulligan of Syracuse, New York. After 4 years of illness, 3 operations, and medical opinions as diverse as that he had a mere 50-50 chance to live, and another that he was perfectly okay, Ed requested a copy of his hospital records from Community General Hospital in Syracuse, New York. Well, the hospital gave him the results of several tests, but denied him access, that means denied him to see to virtually all the rest of his hospital records, stating that such access was not appropriate. I guess a man would consider it appropriate, or a woman, when he pays his bills, he has a right to see what he's paying for. But the hospital and doctors argued that he was being damaged by not knowing but Mulligan sued the hospital when the hospital said that he was not being damaged by not knowing enough about his medical condition to make an informed choice on what to do next about his health care. Anyway, he went to suit. New York State did not have a law providing patients with access to their medical records, so Ed Mulligan did not do well in the courts. Next, Ed took to the streets. Almost 2 years after his original request to see his records, he started picketing Community General Hospital, carrying a sign saying this hospital has something to hide. After he had picketed for several weeks, generating a lot of adverse publicity for the hospital through television and other media coverage of his activities, the hospital finally offered to let Ed see a revised version of his records. Much, but not all, of what he wanted was there, but Ed was still not satisfied. He appealed to New York State legislators. He had a true American spirit. They're always talking about the American spirit, which is usually apathetic. It's the only case that we have recorded on the news of anyone fighting like this. So he went to his own New York State legislators to pass a law providing patients with complete and unrestricted access to their medical records for their own health's sake. He succeeded in getting just such a bill, guaranteeing access at least to hospital records, but not doctors' records, passed in the lower house or assembly, only to have it stopped in the state Senate by the powerful American Medical Association lobby. But Ed kept trying, and on October 1st of last year, through rules drawn up by the New York State Board of Regents, it became unprofessional conduct for a health care provider to refuse to supply a patient with a reasonable copy, whatever reasonable means, of his or her medical records. One loophole, however, was that a doctor could withhold information if its release would adversely affect the patient's health. And, of course, that gives the doctor more that he can cover himself with. The loophole can be partially plugged. Patients may protest in denial by putting the burden on doctors to state the reason for the denial in writing within 30 days. After hundreds of hours of testimony on access to medical records by dozens and dozens of witnesses, the Federal Privacy Protection Study Commission stated that not one witness was able to identify an instance where access to records had had an untoward effect on the patient's medical condition. However, what they failed to mention was that the patients were being represented by their families, and half of the cases, the patients had already died. Isn't that interesting? U.S. medicine. And no, they're no further along. Nothing's been done. Ed, I don't know what's happened to him. Didn't say whether he was still living or whether he'd croaked. But he certainly did have a little bit of courage in the general apathetic mood of USA. News. Egypt believes the conference in the United States can be the only hope for peace in the Near East. Hopeful that it will be a turning point if both can agree, that is, Israel and Egypt, on a general settlement. However, Jordan and Lebanon are very out that they are not involved in the settlement, in that Israel, Zionist Israel, has the West Bank, which belongs to Jordan, and naturally Lebanon is out, put out, because the southern part of Lebanon has been conquered falsely and aggressively by Israel also. Lisbon. The new Prime Minister, de Costa, announced a 15-man cabinet, including technical experts not belonging to any political party. The socialists and communists are not participating at this juncture, and the state of Portugal, this general public sector, is in total unrest. Rome, Pope Paul, Vatican officials, top officials, will stay in their jobs. The same reactionaries that have ruled the Roman Catholic Church for eons and eons and have pursued an anti-socialist, anti-communist course. Officially installed, the Pope Paul will be next Sunday. Dictator Marcos in the Philippines says human rights issue is a new moral imperialism. Countries say nothing of economic rights. Sounds like a dig at USA, as he continues to seek out commercial arrangements with the Soviet Union. His wife evidently has had some effect upon him. He said, "I will indeed hear what the United States has to say about human rights when the United States does something about the plight of the hundreds of thousands of political prisoners, black, brown, Indian, Asian, that their own UN ambassador, black UN ambassador Andrew Young, said are in the jails of USA." He said, "When you clean your jails out of those that are being held, no, for no reason except because of the color of their skin, then I'll let you talk about rights in the Philippine Islands. In the meantime, I consider USA's campaign hypocritical and a new moral form of imperialism, a moral form of imperialism." Committee in Geneva, Switzerland, the conference against or on human rights, as you know, just closed its meeting there, some 120 nations, closed with a scathing indictment about Cambodia, which is now known as Kampuchea. Rather admittedly, throughout the socialist and capitalist world, Cambodia or Kampuchea, whereas originally they had a communist revolution, Khmer Rouge nationalist elements in the army have taken over, and close to one-third, if not in excess of one-third, have died of starvation and other forms of dehumanizing torture. Federal Reserve banks move to make demand for foreign dollars greater. More and more efforts trying to somehow hold up the plummeting U.S. dollar. 300,000 people visited the People's Republic of China the first half of this year. 50,000 were non-Chinese. Most of those returning to the mainland China were of Chinese ethnic background. Tourism important to China brings public relations and money to their economy, said British Broadcasting Company. Chinese negotiators returned home from Hanoi with little results as the strife continues along the border between Vietnam and China. Chairman Hua, Prime Minister of China, has left for Iran from Yugoslavia. He will be landing in Tehran in a troubled city, a city that is filled with riots. In fact, the whole of Iran is in a state of rebellion. Chairman Hua will again be trying to influence one of the oil-rich nations of OPEC out of the second world into the third world for Chinese purposes. The Soviet Union calls the Chinese efforts a threat to the world peace. The Chinese rationale is that there's going to be a nuclear war anyway. What it means is a very dangerous era in which nuclear war can be brought about any minute. Locusts are being the plague of the Horn of Africa. Sudan, Ethiopia have bad relations, thus making it difficult for various concerned nations of the world, primarily the non-aligned and socialist nations, to do something about them. Uganda and Tanzania, the border is closed because of strained relations. Eritrea, the coast has not been controlled effectively. The Ogaden is not effectively controlled. So the locusts continue to really imperil the life of the people in that region of the world. Again, it's thought that this may be some form of geophysical warfare because it's affecting nations that have not been pro-USA. Sahara, even if control is not possible, won't affect it. The dry is so severe. The drought is affecting the Sahara region very, very badly, and thus the locusts will not be able to do any more damage than the drought that the CIA has been accused of bringing about by weather modification or what we know as geophysical warfare. Military authorities will make certain areas unsafe for locusts by burning areas around and putting unsafe chemicals which can even endanger the ecology, according to BBC. The Indian-Pakistan border, massive invasion of locusts. They say they have pesticides, but not enough for them. If the monsoon rains comes, there will be some hope, but no jeeps or planes can spray sufficiently the area to save India and Pakistan from the hordes of locusts. Again, they're attacking nations that have not been too amenable to U.S. purposes. All of the nations in that region, India and Pakistan, are at least working together to try to beat the locust problem. It's a shame that 1 year with rains, where if there had been just 1 year of rains, where things, in the year rather, where there has been, I'm listening while trying to record, and I've been up many nights, if there could only have been something done. This is the 1 year in that region of the world where there have been good rains for a good growth, but now locusts are taking over, certainly proving there's no loving deity in the universe. Experiments are being conducted on locusts, meteorological methods of controlling rainfall to allow survey teams to go out and spray. Locusts require political cooperation, which is not being given. The Soviet Union is in the main thrust of the war on locusts at this time. It's one hell of a mess. Locusts are plaguing the whole of Africa, north, west, southwest, middle region of the north, all through the area of the Yemen, on to India and Pakistan. but at least the Soviet Union and Canada are cooperating in trying to do something about this horrible locust plague. In the one good year, the best year they've ever had in terms of rain, and the best harvest, but the locusts, for God so loved the world, that he gave locusts to devour the food so little children could not eat. Cambodia accuses the Soviet Union of ill treatment. Large-scale purges are reported taking place in Cambodia. Senator McGovern is trying to elicit support of liberals in the government with little success, but is making many liberal friends in European capitalist nations, calling for a military action against the dreaded fascist Cambodian regime. It appears from all points, socialist, non-aligned, and capitalist, that Cambodia has definitely been turned over to nationalist fascist elements, and the Khmer Rouge have destroyed all of the socialist and communist in Cambodia. Most Western leaders believe that these massacres are occurring in the worst fashion in Cambodia since Hitler's Germany. Financial news. An upsurge in prices all through the capitalist world. 1977-78, difficult market period. Interest rates may move down due to selling of gold, but this is not a certainty. Unemployment in some industrial countries is falling slightly. Japan, West Germany, because they have a surplus. They don't buy as much as they sell. USA is having continued high unemployment, and it's growing every moment. Also, Japan and West Germany are not experiencing as much inflation as the other capitalist lackeys of U.S. imperialism. U.S. interest rates have peaked. Relaxed American military policy encouraging markets to rise. Whatever this means, said CBS. I doubt that very much. On the contrary, if there was a increased military American military policy, it would help their economy on the short range, but the American mood will not support the U.S. military because they've been quite willing to go into the Near East and settle that. They tried to find every excuse in the world to get into Rhodesia and have not succeeded, but I give you it as it comes over the air. No way for countries to adopt individual exchange rate policies because of import-export balances and distrust, said BBC, even amongst the capitalists. That's one of the contradictions that assures the world that one day all will live under international Marxist thought, international socialism. The United States is not so concerned with the dollar, it's concerned with its own domestic policies, accuses the West German capitalist. Sharp rise in price of gold, unusual for share prices and gold prices to be up at the same time, may mean grave danger of inflation for the entire world, if not economic collapse, said the Voice of America. Continuing with the news. It appears that Carter will watch the national mood, which will not fare well in the present fall elections. All of the House of Representatives are up for re-election, and it is expected that Carter could not have a ghost of a chance of being re-elected, and that Democrats will not fare well, as they will be blamed for the increasing unemployment and the horrible high cost of living. We move on into Ethiopia. Addis Ababa. Ethiopia. The independent evidence claims that the Eritrean rebellion backed by U.S. capitalism has met with little success. Independent evidence gathered by Radio Sweden says that all but three cities had been wrested from Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, in Eritrea, that is. There had been all but three cities in Eritrea had been wrested from the Ethiopians. Ethiopia claimed three cities now have reclaimed them and captured Asmara. Government reports of reconquering every major city in its province of Eritrea except Keren. Keren still under the control of the secessionists because only of U.S. military aid supporting the secessionist, nationalist, and even neo-fascist elements that want to break away in Eritrea. And if Karen fell to Ethiopia, it would cause the South to fall, and Eritrea would cause no further problems to the Ethiopians. Even with military upper hand, though, however, the Ethiopians are not able to control the road presently to Asmara, from Asmara to Esmera. Thus, revolution-backed fascist elements will continue in that area, it is thought, for some time. Though in the long view, it is considered by the EEC that Ethiopia will succeed because the mask is on the side of the Ethiopians who are backed. The black government, socialist government of Ethiopia, as you know, is backed by both Cuba and the Soviet Union. With continual madness and infuriation, I report to you what's always in the news. Balloon is given hero's reception in New York. They just flew a damn balloon from New York to France. I don't know what all the hell's about. Brass band met them, streets of New York were lined, U.S. Department of Transportation gave them special medals, they were given the key to the city and the key to Washington. Captain of the balloon, Double Eagle, went to the top of the Board of Trade building in only 58 seconds. He made the remark that the fastest his balloon would have been able to go to the top would have been 5.5 minutes. Who gives a goddamn? He was given, as I said, the key to the city. He'll be given the key to Rockford, Illinois. Rockford, Illinois is considered a very strong Nazi right-wing center. Denver, another very conservative center these days. And then they will go to be a hero's welcome in Albuquerque. This is what capitalism does to divert people when there are serious difficulties in their system. They'll have this kind of damn stuff in the news. And believe me, that three-quarters of the news of Voice of America has nothing else to say or talk about except this. And then another. Another American group is climbing the most difficult of all the peaks of the Himalayan mountains. Arlene Blum, she's a biochemist at Berkeley. And all women, imagine how thrilling this is. They are climbing the highest peak of the Himalayas. They scaled Mount McKinley. They've scaled the highest mountains in Bolivia. They've scaled more mountains than men. And for that point, we would like a sentence because we'd like to know the world to know that women are indeed capable and they have been proven biologically to be superior to man. They scaled the highest mountains in Peru and Pakistan, and now where men of all nations have failed, they're going to be the first Americans, it seems, to make it to the top of the most dangerous peak in the Himalayas, 26,900 feet high, Nepali Peak. A woman's place is on the top are the shirts that they're wearing, and these shirts are selling by the Equal Rights Amendment women proponents throughout the USA to back their great American endeavor. Well, my. We are very glad for the thrilling news that some Americans are about to reach the highest peak. I would be glad to hear some American women had gone to the ghettos and done something about the starving children and the ones dying of lead poisoning or the ones that are being brutalized by parents who have no jobs and are unfortunately cursed with a liquor and dope addict in the already beginning genocide. But no such news, of course. Compromise for 15 days has come on the postal strike that will affect the entire nation. Not very much news about that. Everybody in the U.S. postal system is about to go out on strike. Well, they got a compromise that may last for 15 days. It may not. All the letter carriers will be involved in this one. They would have gone out at midnight tonight, and they just came through with a slight raise. But the pay raise, according to the rank and file, is unacceptable. I hope you saw that the working class struggle in that great movie on Harlan County. Need to know it for testing. Be sure that you review it with your neighbor. That you see there that the working class struggle is not one of color. Those whites were fired on with machine guns and shot dead just as much as blacks would be by the ruling class, by the corporate, what they call them, the gunmen, they were nothing but gun thugs. Anyway, it does not feel that the resolution will be So if I put to the rank and file of the postal union, it'll be renegotiated, and it's not at this time point of U.S. news, at least, whether it will be renegotiated. Moscow said there are going to be strikes all over the United States in the upcoming months because the economy is falling apart. The Nicaraguan government, in a matter of one hour, foiled an attempt to overthrow Somoza, the dread dictator that's been kept in power by U.S. imperialism. The army were suspicious of him. They thought he was getting ready to pull out and abandon the people and take off to some hideaway and spend some of the millions and millions that he's poured away in Swiss secret bank accounts. But 100 members of his armed forces have been arrested, and the coup was stopped just in time, an hour later, and there would have been a left-wing coup. But still the majority, the masses, are in a general strike. The general strike goes on in between all the labor unions, the three major labor unions, and all businesses. Everything is closed. So Somoza, time is still short-lived. For the first time in the United States, a lady in Kentucky has been charged in the new right-wing mood against abortions. She'd been charged with murder for trying to commit abortion on her own body for a baby that she said she didn't have money to feed. Prime Minister Wah arrived in Iran, and he was pelted with rocks by members of the left. So I guess he's getting off to a good start. I doubt that this doctrine of three worlds is too well understood by all the elements of the left, because Iran is in one hell of a stew. One of the big problems today is, I'll get into that later. Legal troubles in for Francis Crawford in Russia, though he was a top-notch executive in International Harvester, capitalist, sellout capitalist. The U.S. Embassy had him safely in their embassy, the ambassador under his personal control. But for some reason, they turned him over to the Soviet Union, because capitalists always will sell out capitalists if it's getting a little too hot. He's been interrogated now for 8.5 hours after the U.S. ambassador gave him up freely without even legal service of papers by the Soviet Union. The Soviet authorities are charging him with currency violation for trying to sell U.S. dollars on the white market. He faces a minimum of 8 years. Senator McGovern wants to overthrow the Cambodian nationalist regime, which is a fascist regime. Now, as I told you, NBC comes out strongly against him. It's funny how big losers become big shots now, said NBC. He has become respectable for attacking the Cambodian government. We do not believe, said NBC, in interfering with another government. Oh no, NBC last week was calling for interference and cut off of trade with the Soviet Union because the Soviet Union convicted two people for being CIA agents. It's just a matter of who's doing the dirty work. Cambodia has killed one-third of its population, in the millions. But they don't believe. NBC, I don't know how they can even keep their face straight, or ABC, CBS, or any of the other goddamn lying press. They don't believe he has the right answer. Liberals stripped Nixon of their power to bomb Cambodia back into the Stone Ages. NBC said if they had only had Nixon, there wouldn't have been any Khmer Rouge, and the Khmer Rouge nationalist elements would not have been able to wrest power from the communists because all of Cambodia would have been wiped out. Well, that's interesting logic. We want to give the award of the day to the National Broadcasting Corporation, NBC USA. That's a very good logic. I'm sure everyone understands that. Liberal sellouts now, said NBC, CBS rather, liberal sellouts in the Vietnam War who sold Nixon out, the chickens are coming home to roost. That's what they say in reference to the Cambodians being killed. Said, let the liberal bleeding hearts bleed, and let the Cambodians die. What a mood. How you could possibly think that CBS, NBC, talking like this over the radio, this kind of hate would not lead to the elimination, the mass extermination of all peoples of color, black, brown, Asian, Indian, and all socialist. This is a cruel nation broadcasting this kind of tripe. As I said, more than 100 army men are under arrest and will be executed unless there's an intervention. But USA said they will not intervene. Of course not. Only in socialist countries. They never intervene on behalf of those oppressed by fascist terrorists.